My name is Etienne Schreder and I am administrator of the Maison Autric or Autric House, the first relevant building of Victor Horta, famous Art Nouveau architect in Brussels. For the moment, Maison Autric is showing an exhibition about the journey of Victor Horta and his wife in United States during the First World War. Victor Horta was in England with his wife at the beginning of the war because Belgian government was in exile in London, and they speak about rebuild Belgium after the war. But at this moment, Horta say very strong words about the Germans, and those strong words were published. So Horta cannot come back in Belgium. And one of his friends, a friend of the family Horta, say, why not coming in United States? Victor Horta is a great observer, he's very curious, so he was looking, watching everything. So Horta goes from the East Coast to the West Coast. He was watching everything. One of his great emotions happens in the national parks in the southwest of United States, in California, because Horta was, of course, very impressed of these big trees, and all about nature was so preserved in those national parks. He was also impressed as architect by the skyscrapers in different cities of United States, and his conception about architecture was not so troubled with that because he found that the principles are the same in Europe and in United States. So he said in his memories that American architects use ornament when they need ornaments. They are more practical, more efficient in some other parts where ornaments is not useful. So he found himself through the building of the American architect. Something was totally different. It was the organization of the architect's office in United States. For Horta, what is very, very different between Europe and United States is the way to work of the American architect. For example, the division of labor, as Henry Ford for the cars. So architects are doing the same thing, the same way to work in United States. And that was very new for Horta, because the conception of Horta is one architect, one building. He was impressed by the standardization of the blueprints of architecture, and it was very, very new for him. Upon arriving in the United States, Julia Horta found a charity called American Aid for Homeless Belgian Children, which generated great enthusiasm. During that crusade from England to Sweden and from Sweden to the United States, she gave more than 500 lectures, reached 600,000 people, and raised the equivalent of 11 million of euros in 2 days' money. So it's a fantastic work, and it's quite unique. When he came back in Belgium, it was not easy. First of all, he was not in charge of rebuilding Belgium. His main work was Brugman Hospital. Before the war, he must continue the work. It was very, very hard for him. And at last, his consolation was Palais des Beaux-Arts. Palais des Beaux-Arts is a fantastic, fantastic architect dream because of the ground. The ground is so bad that nothing seemed possible of that place. And Horta did it with a lot of innovation. One of his masterpieces is, of course, the concert hall Henri Leboeuf and the acoustic of the concert hall Henri Leboeuf. And for that, Horta was not a beginner, because the acoustic of the concert hall of Maison du Peuple was excellent. And for Palais des Beaux-Arts, he asked some advices, and at last he do exactly what he wanted to do. Everything in the salle Henri Leboeuf, concert hall, big concert hall of Palais des Beaux-Arts, everything is in curve. Everything is made for a perfect or quite perfect acoustic. And he achieved it.